Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is our 2026 movies came out in 2025 Oscar predictions episode. We're going to go through each category. We will all pick who we think is going to win, and then at the end, we'll total it up, and whoever gets the most correct answers wins a prize. I don't know what that prize is, that something Simon could think up. I am Doug. I'm here with Simon, and we also have two surprise guests.
We have guests? Who invited them?
I think I invited one, you invited the other.
No, I don't think that's the way it worked, Doug, but good try.
Okay. Well, with me here is my new live-in girlfriend, because we moved in together this past week. This is Kate, and I make her watch a lot of movies.
Catherine, did
She
you not
pays me
get my
all
cease and
night.
desist letter?
Send help, guys.
I did. I have been for weeks. But there's a trade embargo against Canada, so nothing's getting over. Got tariffed.
Also joining us is host of his own podcast and filmmaker in his own right. We have Chad. I'm sorry, I cannot pronounce your last name. I apologize
It's
for
all good.
that.
It's Meisenheimer.
Meisenheimer.
Yeah, people, you'd be surprised. Like the other day, someone called me Meisenhoward, and I'm like, where do you see the O, W, the D? I'm like, wow. Yeah,
I just want to know, Meisenheimer, have you promoted your new short to your website or anything? That would be a good time.
I've been like right now, I'm just promoting my lo-fi animation short, Operation Total Trouble. It's currently in the film festival circuit. Will probably be on YouTube later. You could follow me on Instagram at the Chad Mize, or on Twitter or X, I assume it's X now, but formerly Twitter. You can follow me at Chad Mize. So those are my social tags.
Catherine, do you have anything to promote?
Nothing to promote. I'm gonna go follow you right now, though. So you got one new
I have a
follow.
question, Catherine. Does Doug brush his teeth regularly?
He does.
Yes. Okay, good. I worry about these things.
He actually rewards himself with brushing his teeth.
Explain that before we go further. How does he reward
It
himself?
motivates him to do tasks. He's like, I'm gonna unpack this box and then I'm gonna get to brush my teeth. I've never encountered
Wow.
anyone who viewed it like that.
I have not either. Like I just thought teeth brushing would be a normal thing everyone does, but each his own, I guess.
For him, it's a special treat.
Yep.
You didn't think she was coming on the show, Doug, just to discuss movies, did you?
No, that's fair. Yes. Right. So, shall we get into this with our
No,
movie
I think we should
prediction?
discuss more of your hygiene because now I'm fascinated by the toothbrush.
Jesus.
Well, I shower daily. I wear deodorant. I get dressed. What else do you need to
Well,
know?
I like pantless Sundays. That's why I recorded today, because I thought it was pantless Sundays at the new house, at the new abode. I do have one last question for you. Pick your first category. China or random European country?
For what?
My chip opening.
Oh, chip opening. Let's go European.
All right, that will be this one. Okay, today we have bacon flavor.
Right.
I have no idea where they're from. Somebody brought them to me, so thank you. That's my last European package, so. See, Captain should bring stuff from New York I've never eaten. I
I didn't
do.
know. I'll make sure to
Really?
next when I go in tomorrow.
She could have got me my donut. She could have been eating on the show right now to bug me. She could have gone to the
That's true, yeah.
24-hour Cat's Deli at 2 o'clock in the morning and got some pastrami.
The lines I can't handle.
Really? I saw the guy at 2 a.m. He walked in, no problem. So just so you
Oh,
know.
okay.
And there's a bunch of pizza places that guy goes to all the time that I want to try. So there are options for you. There must be. And there's a Jersey place Doug probably hasn't taken to yet that has good sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's lots of places.
Yeah. Next time
So.
we'll come more prepared.
Yes.
Apologies.
Right, so now you're gonna have to let us know how these bacon chips are.
It tastes like raw bacon.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's fairly disgusting.
Yeah,
That sounds definitely interesting.
right.
Yeah, it tastes like uncooked bacon.
Oh,
I might eat those drunk one night. We'll just put those away for later.
wow.
Wow.
I was going to say protein, but
All right, let us jump into our predictions then. I'm just going with the list I have. I'm going from the bottom to the top. And right now we are starting with production design.
you have this list?
I do not.
Well, it said
I
a
just.
98 Academy Awards, so we would have two to go, Doug.
Oh, okay.
And then you're free from your contract.
Yes.
So, what did you say the first one was casting?
Production design.
Oh, crap. I'm going to take my glasses off. You guys
I
blend
guess
me.
it's
I got
going
to.
in alphabetical order. I'm not
Okay, got
sure.
it.
Okay, the nominees
Hold
are
on. Alphabetical order starts with P now?
the bottom. I'm going bottom to top. I guess we're not even going alphabetical because the next is cinematography. I don't know what order these are in. This is just the order I got.
I think the
Okay.
nominees are in alphabetical.
Okay. Do you have a
Yes.
hit button? So if I hit it here, it shows up there and you can just smack them.
We should get
Okay. I'm going to order them and send them to
that,
you
though.
because I have the
Some
old
technology,
address, not the new
Simon.
address. So
Yeah.
anytime you hit them, it's on me. He can come find me.
Okay. All right. So, production design. The nominees are Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, and Sinners. So,
Kane's
Kate?
first.
I am going to go with Frankenstein on this one. I think it's going to get something. I do not think it's going to get any of the lead categories. I think it's going to get it's been overshadowed for those, but it was sumptuous to look at. I think it was well put together, and I think everyone loves Guillermo, so I could see it taking one of these categories for sure.
Chad, would you like to go next?
Sure. I'm also going to go with Frankenstein. Because he didn't get anything really big award, so he's put same thing. He's gonna probably win award at least for one of these things. So I'm gonna go with Frankenstein.
Okay. I am actually going to go Sinners on this one. I think that
Oh, here we
it's
go. The
good.
fucking
I think
Doug
it's
Sinner love is beginning.
right. They built that saloon. They built the town. I mean, it some incredible production design on this
There's
movie.
lots of Western towns still around.
Fair,
They didn't
but
have to build anything. Just a waste of time.
oh,
Just need to
they
get
actually did build that,
getting
actually.
America back to work is what it's about. President Trump's America Back to Work program.
Simon, what's your call?
Oh, I'm with you guys, Frankenstein. I mean, the thing looks amazing. It doesn't look like Doug's where he grew up in a Western town.
And I will say I am shocked that Sentimental Value was not nominated for this. That house in that movie was a character all on its own.
Oh, I agree with that. I will 100% agree with that.
The lamps were characters. That was insane. Like the
Yes.
choices that were made. Anyway.
Okay, so our next category is cinematography. And the nominees are Frankenstein, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Train Dreams.
My take on this is I have not seen Train Dreams, but
What?
it looks,
Get
I
off the
know.
show.
I was told that was okay.
Now, who said that?
It looks snoozy and
I never
upsetting.
said that.
Very specific mind frame. From what I've seen of it, I could see that taking it. But Sinners, I mean, last night it was playing in the background at a bar, and it was like people would intermittently look up, and just the way that it is fantastic, even on a small screen. So I could see that taking
Doug's been cheating on me again at a bar? Yeah.
it. Yeah. All over the
Okay.
place, brazenly.
I am
Yeah.
very upset by this.
Chad, what is your pick?
I'm gonna pick Train Dreams. I know it's not gonna win. It's probably gonna be Sinners, but I'm picking Train Dreams because this probably was one of the best cinematography films of all last year. It should have gotten many more nominations, but they didn't. I know there's other films that didn't get nominated for things that should have got it, but I'm gonna go with Train Dreams because I have standards, I guess.
It's
Integrity.
beautiful film. I
Integrity.
agree. Well, I have none of
I have integrity to a degree, I guess.
that. You know what? I'm gonna agree with Chad on this one. I'm going Train Dreams. Gorgeously shot film. I'm actually surprised Hamnet didn't get nominated. I thought that looked beautiful as well. Natural lighting, everything shot. But yeah, I'm going Train Dreams here.
Here's why Hamnet did not get nominated. Oh,
Because
look, there's
Chloe
another
directed it.
beautiful field. Oh, look, there's another long shot of somebody running through the field. Oh, cut up to a close-up. Let's bring it back. Okay, boring. Okay, I took one bottle after another just for that scene where the skateboarders are on the roof and you see them running from roof to roof. That blew me away. I love Train Dreams. I don't want anybody to think I didn't think. It was probably my second choice in this category. But that roof shot to me was just so incredibly different than anything I saw all year. I found Train Dreams is very repetitious at times in their shots, very long crane shots, beautiful all the time. But nothing was different to me than that shot on the roof in One Battle After Another. It just blew me away. I love that shot.
Enough. All right, next we have makeup and hairstyling.
Oh, you should be good at this. You do Doug's every day.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Frankenstein, Hakuo, Sinners, Smashing Machine, and Ugly Stepsister.
Oh, I made the list. Ugly Stepsister. I'm right here.
No, that didn't say ugly podcaster.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't have my glasses on. It's hard for me
I'm
to
just
read
kidding.
these things.
Low blow. Sorry, comedian, low hanging fruit.
When's the last time you had a comedian job? 63?
63, I wish. I think 2019.
Exactly my point. Move along.
I don't see how Frankenstein doesn't take this one. This, I mean, that it was stunning from top to finish, watching all the behind the scenes that went into it. I don't think anybody
Oh,
else.
you had time for behind the scenes of Frankenstein watch, but you didn't have time to watch Train Dreams.
This I want to justify this by saying Doug and I agreed to watch Train Dreams together, and then he went ahead and watched it without me. So
Doug only did too because I made him do it.
that
I
could
know
kill me.
you're new to this
Doug is going to
game.
kill me if I don't watch Train Dreams. Please let
He's
me. I will sleep.
100% correct.
So the
So I'm
benevolence
sorry.
I'm being punished for now.
You can have domain over everything else of Doug, but movie watching is my domain.
That's he's made that very clear.
Chad.
For best, what are we doing to best
Makeup.
makeup?
You know,
I'm gonna
something
go.
you need to do every morning so you don't scare me?
Shoot, that's I'm all natural.
I know, that's the problem.
I'm going with the Ugly Stepsister. This movie was really
Ooh.
stunning with best makeup. I love the makeup and hair. This was one of the films I think should have been also nominated for cinematography, but wasn't. But hair was really good. The prosthetic effects were really good. So that's my pick. I know it's not going to win. Probably it's going to be Sinners, but I really like the Ugly Stepsister as the best makeup and hair.
Oh, come on, Chad. We have Frankenstein. How could you beat that? It's a friggin' monster.
Yeah,
It
but I
doesn't
feel
look
like
like
this.
your ex-girlfriend. I mean, come on, that's different.
Oh, you know her too, huh? Wow.
I have met her. I've seen
Right.
photos. Yes, I'm hanging out with Frankenstein. I feel more
No,
comfortable.
but you see, but the ugly stepsisters, oh, stepsister, they had makeup effects, almost all but bunch of characters, the
I
makeup
agree.
there.
I
But
agree.
Frankenstein is just Frankenstein. Like, they did have
Yeah,
good
but
makeup.
it looks amazing. No, Frankenstein is not just Frankenstein. We have to do the whole boat. We have to do
But that's not me.
costuming on everybody. They
But
put
hair though,
makeup on
that's
them
but
faces.
I'm just like I really feel like I said the ugly stepsister for makeup and hairstyle.
And yeah, have you seen many hairstyles are in Frankenstein?
At least
Everybody has
three.
hair.
Yeah,
Look,
because
all people.
it's a period piece.
Exactly. So they gotta look good. We're not doing Chad Meisenheimer 2-minute short film Walk to the Park.
I don't know. Like I said, the ugly stepsister.
Okay.
I'll fight it to the grave.
Yeah, I'm coming. As soon as I figure out where
I'm
the hell
going.
North California is.
I'm going Frankenstein here. It's
Oh, sorry. Did I
Guillermo del
jump ahead? I'm
Toro.
sorry.
That's fine. I assume we know what you're voting for, Simon.
Well, look at this face. You should know it's Frankenstein.
And Mia Goth playing two characters I didn't even realize until the credits rolled. Like, the makeup
That's true.
was so good on her, I didn't
Yeah,
realize it was
see?
her again. Yeah.
Right. Next, we have costume design. And the
Obviously.
nominees in this category are Avatar, Fire and Ash,
What the?
Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, and Sinners. Kate?
I could see Sinners or Frankenstein taking it. I'm going to give it to Frankenstein just because that was one of the things that blew me away about that film. Just every choice, every color, every stitch of everything looked incredible. Sinners, I thought they did really good work with the subtleties between the two Michael B. Jordan characters, but I mean, the amount of effort that went into Frankenstein was truly impressive.
I'm gonna go say Frankenstein too. Yeah, Frankenstein.
Well, come on. I do a show with Chad, so Frankenstein.
Yeah, I'm going Frankenstein as well.
I'm still out of order. Oh, well.
I'm just remembering the green dress that Mia Goth wore, and the stitches on the back looked like a spine. It was
It
amazing.
was
I
insane.
do have one question. Who knew Mia Goth and Shia LaBeouf were married? Like, raise your hands here.
Were they
I
married,
did.
or
Yeah,
they were
they were
dating?
married for 9 years.
I had no idea. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I thought Mia Goth just showed up last week on the scene, maybe a couple of years ago, but they've been married
Nah,
all these
she's been
years.
acting for a while. A lot of people like her, but I'm like, she's kind of,
She's
I'm
a,
not a big.
I call them stick insects. They're like a body with arms. I'm like, that's not really a woman. That's just,
Alabama cousin hot. Yeah. I
That's
don't
not
like people
cousin
love
hot.
her.
She needs to go away. Blech.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. No, I was just like,
Like her
yeah.
farts don't stink. Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, her acting's not that. Well, I'm not gonna
That's
go
not a
because I
real
never
woman.
know.
That's
Because watch,
an
I'll work with her and
insect.
I'd be like, "Oh, you're best actress I've ever worked
That's like
with."
invasion of the body snatchers. I think that's all the women look like that have been invaded by aliens because they don't eat. Ugh.
I think whatever we believe of her, we think she deserves better than Shia LaBeouf. So I'm glad
Oh,
she's.
absolutely.
Yeah. I'm
Nobody
glad
should be
she's
with
up
that
to that.
clown.
Like, that did
You
not
know,
seem like a picnic.
me and
But
Chad are
no.
going to go visit him one day and have a little chat.
All
Dude,
right.
come on. Why are you being an idiot?
Whew.
Got arrested again, Shia LaBeouf.
Oh,
Released in
yeah.
2 weeks.
Terrorized, got out of jail and then went and terrorized more people.
He's just a
Went back for
dummy.
seconds.
Well, it reminds you of the US people in voting the same person in twice. I mean,
True. Okay. It's true.
thing.
A more low-hanging fruit. Come on.
Well, I don't know, man. He's already up 10 billion for Board of Peace. I think he's doing pretty good.
He's wiping out all the terrorists, so I guess
He's
he
doing a
so far
good
he's doing
job.
something.
He didn't
Okay,
like Team America either, obviously.
our next category is film editing. And the nominees
This
in
is
this
something
category.
Chad can't do, so
He can't edit.
I could edit. I just don't like it. I don't have the patience.
he doesn't at
Fair.
all.
I know I have no patience at all.
I
I'd rather pay someone to do it. So I know how
that.
to edit, but I'm just like, I pay people
He
to do that
likes it as
shit.
much as I do.
Yeah. Oof.
All right, our nominees are F1,
Nope.
Marty Supreme,
Nope.
One Battle After Another, Sentimental Value, and Sinners. So, Kate.
I'm going to go with One Battle After Another. I think just for that final chase sequence alone, done poorly, that scene does nothing other than, hey, look, these are weird hills to drive over. But the tension that got ratcheted up just by watching that, and that was all the editing. That is all someone's face, the road, someone's face, a different road, someone's face. Like, it was phenomenally done, I
It's
thought.
kind of like me and Bodog on a bike with only one bicycle seat.
Jesus. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm also going to go with One Battle After Another. Like, that probably is the only award I really feel like that movie should get. It was a good movie, but I don't think it's an Oscar-worthy movie. But the editing for that movie was amazing.
Did you say One Battle After Another is not an Oscar-worthy
I
movie?
really don't think so. I watched it again for the second time. Great movie, but it just feels like it was just made for being like an Oscar movie when I didn't. There's so many other movies that I saw that I've been watching lately, catching up all these movies because I'm off of work, and being sick. So I've been watching a lot of these movies. Yeah. So I was kind of like, oh, okay, this film could, it was a great movie. I'm not gonna lie, it's a great movie, but I don't think it's an Oscar worthy. It just felt like Oscar bait.
Okay.
Kind of like Operation Trouble.
I'm gonna call it Operation Kibbles and Bits.
Okay.
Am going with Sinners on this movie. I think it's gonna win a lot of the technical awards.
Do you?
So I do. Even though I've only had it winning one so far, it wouldn't shock me if it wins cinematography, but I am going Sinners for film editing.
Wow. Oh, film editing. We should actually. Oh, one battle after another. Good work, Kate. I think you got a smart one this time, Doug.
I think so too. Okay,
I'm so dead
visual.
if I ever make it to New York. So dead. There'll be a bunch of hate signs coming after me.
Right, now we have visual effects. And in this category, we have Avatar Fire and Ash, F1, Jurassic World Rebirth, The Lost Bus, and Sinners.
So I really want to give it to Jurassic World Rebirth just to upset Doug. I mean, that would be the best thing to happen to me this year is if Jurassic Park Rebirth wins an Oscar. It would make my year complete. But I do think
Really?
Sinners is
Not
going to
meeting
get
me?
this. Yeah, I mean, oh, he hated it. I thought it was fine. He walked out of it like, I wish dinosaurs had never existed because of these movies.
Doug,
He was so
I'm on
angry.
board with you
He
100%.
was so furious, which made my enjoyment of it so much better, actually. I think I liked it more because he hated it so much. But I'm gonna give it to Sinners. Obviously the having Michael B. Jordan hand himself a cigarette by itself is fascinating work, and I still don't really know how they did that, so gonna hand it to them.
Well, they do this, and then the other guy does.
No,
Yeah,
but they
they do. They,
touched. It's like
it's all
I
masking. It's masking. That's what it is.
yeah.
It's
Doug
masking.
knows. See, that's the
I'm
filmmaker.
a
Yeah.
layman, and I was very impressed.
Yeah, I have a friend who could do that really, really well.
That's
And he does
amazing.
it.
I
Yeah,
want
he
them to
did.
win an Oscar then. They should get an Oscar.
His friend probably has a video of me and Chad actually hanging out together on a couch.
Right, no, exactly. No,
That's
see, if I get my passport this year, I probably could be able to visit, like I said, visit Canada in the near future.
Maybe
So,
July.
just what?
You will not come here if there's snow anywhere near
Oh, no. That's true.
anywhere.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to look for my
Chad does not
settlement
do
too.
snow.
No, I don't do
Chad's
snow.
decided to keep himself in the Vancouver Bay Area and with an umbrella so that he can handle rain, but he cannot
Yeah.
handle snow.
No, snow I can't do.
No, that's fair.
See, the Italian and Native American me be like, nope.
All right, so Chad, what is your pick for visual effects?
I'm gonna say it's gonna be F1, because I think that's gonna be the only Oscar they would win, because I think it's kind of ridiculous if they get nominated for Best Picture and not win at least one award. I think everyone's over the James Cameron winning Oscars for Avatar 600, So I'm gonna say it's gonna be F1.
I am actually going with Avatar. I think that's what Cameron is known for now is the effects. This movie I thought was, oh my God, it was such a bore to sit through. Very much a rehash of The Way of Water. But the effects were amazing, and that's what I was there for.
Well,
I just mean like boo. Sorry.
me
I'm waiting
and
for that old
Doug
man
are on the same
to
page. I'm taking Avatar because, I mean, it's Avatar. There's
And they talk
no
about
story
dinosaurs. They want to
here.
get rid of dinosaurs, but they're voting for dinosaurs. Wow.
I think it's a good film. I think it's beautiful to look at. That scene when the guy, they're running around on the base near the end, just looks so real.
Oh, so like the
Like...
second movie. Right? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm like I said, Avatar 600, and it's like Jesus Christ. It's like it's all Cameron does, man. It's all Cameron does. It's like Jesus, retire or die, old man. Go.
Well, if he retires, Chad, maybe he could leave you like $20 to make your next short film.
Right.
Our next category is sound. And in this category, we have F1, Frankenstein, One Battle After Another, Sinners, and Sarat.
Did anybody see Sarat? I'll even give it to Kate. She saw Sarat.
No, I didn't.
No,
I'm sorry. I
I've
don't even know
watched the
what Sarat is.
trailer. Sarasa, is that the Spanish one or the?
I saw that's a very isn't the Spanish one Secret Agent?
No, that's
It's
Brazil.
Brazil. Oh,
And
I don't
that's
know.
not
I didn't
Spanish.
see it.
Brazil speaks Portuguese, so
Oh, well, see, that's why I'm not allowed in the country either. First banned from the States. They're still trying to ban me from other provinces. I'm sure they'll be next. I think Kate's working with her lawyer friends right now for
I'm trying.
Habitat for Canada. Another nonprofit, how to ban white people from leaving. Kate?
Man, that movie's in Spanish, English, French, and Arabic. Man.
Sarah? Yeah. It looks amazing. I really want to see it, but
Well, then
it's on
see
my
it.
queue.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
on my
Always you're
queue.
too busy not watching Train Dreams with Kate, so that's probably why that didn't
Yeah. Too
happen.
busy watching Jurassic Park Rebirth.
Oh,
Had to see
God.
it. Had to see it multiple times.
I couldn't get past 30 minutes of that movie.
I was just trying to
I
figure out when this
needed
family's getting eaten alive quickly.
it. It was awesome. Sound, I'm gonna give it to Sinners. Again, that one sequence going through the barn with, the history of African American and Asian music. It's how to do that without confusing an audience where you can hear the influences of all of these different ancestral sounds and have it make sense was phenomenal. It was great. I wanted to watch it again immediately. It was
You didn't see it though.
Sinners?
Oh, Sinners, sorry, never mind.
Yeah.
I thought we were talking about Sarat, but my
No,
mistake. I heard S.
no.
I'm gonna go with I know the sun's gonna like I said it was any I think F1. Because that once again the one movie I did actually see out of all that right there. Oh, besides Frankenstein, Sinners and the one out Battle for Another. I'm gonna say F1. I know Frankenstein probably might get it, but I'm gonna go with F1. Because
In agreement.
technically, F1 was probably more superior out of all of them for like technical stuff like sound editing, like visual effects. So I think that's where more standouts, and I don't know why Sinners got nominated for it or one battle after another, more just like, because P.T. Anderson directed it, but yeah.
I'm actually in agreement with Chad. I'm going F1 for sound. I think sound made the movie. When you hear the
Yep.
engines and the car, it was a sound film.
Well, wow, Doug, that's very profound that race cars would make sounds and it would be a sound
Yeah,
film.
some of them
No,
don't.
very true. No,
Really?
it's very
Yes.
true. There's a lot of movies that have race car movies that have really crappy sound, like
Well, this is
really.
F1. Like, if you ever watched an F1 race, been to an F1 race, it's
That's what I'm
very
saying. Most
noisy.
of those filmmakers, they never seen an F1
Because
thing.
they said that you shouldn't be making
Because they're
movies.
nerds. Oh, exactly.
Nerd.
Filmmakers
F1, come on, guys. It's a creation of sound here. Like, you're discussing a million-dollar car going, ah! And 10 times louder than that. Of course, it's F1. Who picks Sinners? Get off my Steve show.
nerds. They did. Okay.
Now we have original score. So this is the music. We have Begonia,
Nope.
Frankenstein, Hamnet, One Battle After Another, and Sinners.
I am a little confused by this one. So all the clips of Hamnet that I've seen, they reuse the music from Arrival, which can't possibly be right, but I guess the two are too similar to be kind of discerned between. Is a lot of the criticism that I've seen. I'm going to go with Sinners on this one as well. I think the music of that is going to take it over the top. Whether or not it deserves it is a kind of a different question, but I think that's going to be the taker.
I agree. I think Sinners is gonna get scored. That's probably one of the only thing I liked out of Sinners. Like I've tried to watch Sinners twice and couldn't get past 60 minutes. So I'm gonna say it's gonna get scored.
I mean, I really want One Battle After Another to win it because I want Johnny Greenwood to win an Oscar. I do think it's going to be Sinners. I think Sinners is taking this one.
Okay. Before I give you my pick, I just want to state I'm still feeling under the weather. I had to wake up early enough to do my laundry and get some gas station coffee before 9 a.m. podcast episode's a guest. Sincerely, Chad Weisenheimer.
Yep. Thank you for making it 9 in the morning.
Well, this is an Eastern podcast.
Yeah, I
You're a
know.
West Coast. Suck it up. Sinners is going to win. It's pretty easy to pick. And I don't know, this guy had to get up at 9 a.m. Oh, what do you have to do today, Chad? Nothing. Get up.
It's my day to do laundry.
Don't you have a laundry at home?
Yeah, but I have like three roommates.
Right. So you like have a schedule?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll accept that. Kate and Doug, since you live in a new place of environment right now, does it have a laundry schedule? That different floors have different days.
We have in-unit laundry, so we don't have to go anywhere.
Oh, so Doug can play Captain Underpants every day.
Yeah,
Yes.
it's a game changer for both of us.
How do you know I'm not right now?
Well, because it's pantless Sunday, I've told you that. So we all know you're not wearing
You and
pants.
everybody else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, next we have original song.
Oh, we're not over yet?
No, and we
Oh.
have a Dear Me from Diane Warren Relentless,
Not gonna win.
Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters,
Bleh.
I Lied to You from Sinners, Sweet Dreams of Joy from Viva Verde, and Train Dreams from Train Dreams.
So this is the category that's going to upset me the most. I thought K-Pop Demon Hunters was very charming. If it wins an Oscar, I'm going to top myself. I was like,
What? You're
done
gonna
is
what
done.
yourself? I want exactly what that explains that
It's like
means.
end yourself, like throw myself off of a tower or something.
So is this, hold on.
Yeah.
No, don't go any further. Is this gonna be filmed? Like, how do I watch this happen?
Please. No. It's like a snuff thing? No.
Is this a
I'm all for
hypothetical
the for
thing? Is this
K-pop
like,
Demon Hunters.
yes.
That's how I want to go. It's so for K-pop Demon Hunters. I agree with him that it probably will
So
win,
is
but
this,
I
hold on, we're not there yet. I got a couple more. So this way you got the new place, you're high enough to throw
Yeah,
yourself out?
exactly. My fourth floor, not a guaranteed, you can go
No,
break a
definitely
leg.
not.
I don't, yeah, no.
16th floor, yes.
Yeah, now it's for sure.
Okay,
Yes.
I just want to make sure that we have
I don't
this
want to
all
suffer,
on
Simon.
tape. So when your parents come and ask me, I'm like, no, I did try to stop her, but she was very adamant about throwing herself off, so.
Blame K-pop Demon Hunters is what you
Okay.
can tell them. Write it on my tombstone. I think I Lied to You from Sinner was a gorgeous song and used amazingly. I will hate it that it won't win, but I'm pulling for it anyway.
So, is that why you can't take K-pop Demon Hunters because of the Pact of the Devil and you gotta go?
Yep, that's exactly it. You nailed
Okay.
it.
What's gonna win is, like I said, probably Golden. That's probably gonna win. I couldn't even get past that movie in 5 minutes. I really think Train Dreams should get it because I would like to see, well, Nick Cave get it, even though he's emo. I think that's like Nick Cave does good stuff.
Beautiful way. Come
But
on. Men with feelings.
I don't know, he's super emo. One of my best friends is like obsessed with his music. So I hear it all the time and I always make fun of him and call him his red hand. I know it's red right hand, but it's like I always mess with him and gets all mad. I would mispronounce all of Nick Cave's songs, but it's gonna be a K-pop demon because I keep hearing that freaking song everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going K-pop Demon Hunter. I think it was written in stone when it became one of the most popular movies of the year. People watching it multiple times.
I don't know
Kids
how.
love it. Yeah.
Oh, just because I wanted to see Kate throw herself off a building 16 floors. I'm taking K-Hop Demon Hunters. I was taking the Sinners, but she convinced me.
Talked
Building,
you out of it.
fall. I mean, I'll get to see Doug more. He'll have time to record on Valentine's Day. I'm taking K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Your priorities are in the right place, I think. Yeah.
Well,
All
Doug's my
right.
friend. I've known him longer than you have. So there has to be some bond there.
That's fair. All
And
right.
Doug, has walked me through many dark paths in my life, so I need to support him. So
Many
thank
dark
you for that.
paths.
Many. I mean, especially my relationship with Meisenheimer, so.
Jesus, right? Surprised we're not canceled and thrown in prison.
Well, like I said, they can't get me yet.
Now we're entering the short section. So it's
Short?
live
Oh, we're almost
action
done.
short. Live action short, we have Butcher's Stain, A Friend of Dorothy, Jane Austen's period drama, The Singers, and Two People Exchanging Saliva.
So I have to be upfront. I have not seen the shorts. I'm very amused though by the title of Jane Austen's period drama. I really hope it's about someone getting their period. So I'm gonna go with that one.
Well,
If
those
it's
were
not,
my.
that's a missed opportunity.
I
Like,
agree with that.
yeah.
I will agree with that.
I think that is what it's about.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Yes.
The only short I actually did see The Singers, which is currently on Netflix. That's the only reason I saw it. It's a really well-made short. I think that's going to get the Oscar.
I
And they
have
have
a pro.
Netflix
Oh.
behind them too, so they're definitely going to get an Oscar.
It's not my turn. Sorry.
Yeah, the two that I've heard of, The Singers, because it's on Netflix, and Jane Austen's period drama. I read a article or saw an article about it. I didn't actually read it.
The movie buff.
Kind of like you saw the date for recording, but you didn't actually read it.
Yes. So I'm gonna go Singers because it's on Netflix and lots more people can see it.
Okay, well, I think it's a two-person race between Singers and Two People Exchanging Saliva. And I'm convinced Chad's watched too much Latino porn this week, so I'm going to take Two People Exchanging Saliva because Chad would want me to.
Okay.
Hashtag winning for life.
Now we have animated shorts, which is Butterfly, Forever Green, The Girl Who Cried Pearls, Retirement Plan, and Three Sisters.
On this, I'm going to go with The Girl Who Cried Pearls. It is the one that I've heard of and the one that has
Oh.
gotten some traction. So I'm going with that based on that alone.
I concur. I want to go with that one too. I feel like I've seen it because the title sounds really familiar. But yeah, I'm gonna go with The Girl Who Cried Pearls.
I know nothing about any of these. I'm gonna go with the Three Sisters just because it sounds like something that could win an Oscar.
Wow, that's a really profound statement. I'm going with
I know. It could be like a whole movie about Trump, but like, yeah, I'm gonna support that.
Oh, if he does, I will never live with
Well, that's next year for documentary when Melania gets in there.
Oh, God. The Girl Who Cried Pearls, of course. It looks beautiful. I've only seen clips of all of them, and it was some of my favorite
Yeah, I think
clips,
that's
so
what
I'm
I did
taking
too.
The
I think
Girl Who
because
Cried
I remember
Pearls.
seeing it in the name, so I probably that's or I saw
I
clips
just
of
skimmed it like I do a Meisenheimer short so I can get the
it.
highlights.
Honestly, Meisenheimer shorts are only 4 minutes, so
Exactly. So
it
I had
is
to
like it's
spend
like
about 0.3 of a second to watch
scrolling.
it.
Exactly. Oh, I know the plot.
Right, now we are on to documentary shorts, and we
Ugh,
have
too
All
much
the
reading.
Empty Rooms, Armed with Only a Camera, The Life and Death of Brent Renaud, Children No More, Were and Are Gone, The Devil Is Busy, and Perfectly a Strangeness.
So similarly to the last category, I've heard of The Devil Is Busy. I also think that's a banger of a title. So let's go with that one.
I did see Armed Only with a Camera. It's actually a pretty decent short. I think I saw it on HBO Max. I think that's what it was I saw it on. I'm gonna pick that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with Chad on this one, Armed with Only a Camera. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it, and it seems very timely around now, so I'm going with that one.
I picked the Children No More Were and Now Gone because it just looked cool. I have
Okay.
no clue what it's about. I just read the little blurbs. What? Okay, I'm thinking that one.
All right. We are now to documentary feature. So we have The Alabama Solution, Come See Me in the Good Light, Cutting Through Rocks, Mr. Nobody Against Putin, and The Perfect Neighbor.
For this one, I'm going to go with The Perfect Neighbor. I just think timeliness, But the body cam footage using the police, I mean, it's just of the moment in such a way that I don't think there's any kind of getting around it.
Ironically, I saw more of the documentary features in any of these other movies in the Oscars, which just really surprises me because I don't watch a lot of documentaries, but this year I did, surprisingly. I'm going with The Perfect Neighbor. It's on Netflix, and it's probably like it was a really good documentary. I'm picking The Perfect Neighbor.
I would probably pick The Perfect Neighbor just because Netflix, it's out there, people can see it, it's
And I won a
amazing.
Spirit Award too.
I'm gonna go with the Alabama solution though. I believe that one's
Second
on
choice, yeah.
HBO
Yep.
Max and easy for people to see. I'm going with it just to split the votes here so we can so there could be kind of a contest.
Loves being contrarian.
You see, no, that's, I'm same boat. That was my second pick. I was like, dang, like I said, when I saw it, I was like, oh shit, I've seen all these. That's like the second pick, yeah. Good
So I'm
choice.
a little upset that my favorite documentary of the year was not on here since I've only watched one, My Secret Apartment. That's number four on Netflix. And we have an interview up on the Extra Features podcast, which I quite enjoyed doing. So I picked My Perfect Neighbor because I am the perfect neighbor. I don't talk to you. I don't want to spend time with you. And I leave you alone. So I'm going with Perfect Neighbor.
Now we have international film, international feature film, sorry. So we have The Secret Agent, It Was Just an Accident, Sentimental Value, Surratt, and The Voice of Hind Rajab.
Yeah, I think Sentimental Value has this kind of unlock. I hope it does, at least. I thought that was fantastic, and I think it has the momentum behind it to take it all the way.
I'm going with the Secret Agent because I know Wagner's not going to get actor because I think his performance is one of the best performances of the year, but he's not going to get it. So I have a feeling it's going to get best international feature. So I'm going with the Secret Agent.
I'm going with Sentimental Value here just because the director was also nominated for Best
And Kate
Director.
made him pick it. Sorry.
Actually, I'm the one who made Kate watch this movie.
Well, was that after a sixth viewing of Jurassic Park?
I wore him down, and then that was his vengeance. He was like, "Can we please something else?"
So, Simon, what is your pick?
Well, I had a problem because I had Sentimental Value originally picked. And then I went back to look at my scores and I gave that an 8 out of 10, but I gave Secret Agent a 9 out of 10.
Noise.
So I had to pick Secret Agent because I honestly, looking back, think it's a better film. I mean, Sentimental Value is an excellent film, but it's very contained. And if you watch Secret Agent, it's an expansive film that has a lot of motion, a lot of things going on, and keeps you guessing.
And
Sentimental Value
timely.
pretty much know what's going to happen by the
See,
end,
I
I
think
think, to a point.
Secret Agent was bookended by two amazing scenes.
Yes.
I think the opening scene in the gas station was amazing.
Yes.
And then it wasn't the final scene, but towards the end,
Yes.
the shootout at the end.
Yes, it was amazing.
I don't think the rest of the movie lives up to those two
But
scenes.
Sentimental Value just
But
seems the same level, enjoyable the whole time. It never seems to get better for me than solid.
That's what I loved about it. I thought it was amazing
Yeah.
all the way
See,
through, but that's
those
just
some of
me.
those shots in Secret Agent, I don't get in Sentimental Value.
Okay.
I love those shots. Even when he's in the file cabinet room, it looks amazing. It looks like a Meisterheimer short film. Good.
I'm gonna take that as a compliment.
It was a compliment. You did.
I was like,
All right. So
I
now we
love
have.
Check, please.
Everyone does, surprisingly.
All right. Are you guys ready for animated feature film? We
Oh, yeah, you're having it right now. Next year's
have.
Oscar.
All right. We have Arco, Elio,
Marco.
K-Pop Demon Hunters,
Oh,
Little Amelie or the Character of Rain, and Zootopia
Oh, what piece of Zootopia too after I panned
Yeah.
it?
Yeah. Very
Yeah, right.
sadly, I think K-pop's gonna walk away with this one. It devastates me, but I think there's no stopping that juggernaut. So.
I'm gonna pick Elio. I know K-pop's probably gonna win it because it has Netflix, but Elio had that Pixar sentimental, and I enjoyed it. Yeah, I'm picking that one as best animated feature.
I'm going with the juggernaut here. I'm going K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, I thought you were going with yourself in an all-you-can-eat buffet. Sorry,
Oh,
I got confused
Jesus.
There.
Come on.
That was
I'll get
good.
that waitress back here, don't you?
No, do not get my
I'll
waitress
find
back.
her. How many
Looking
Ruthier's
her
Steakhouse
up
can
on
there be?
Facebook and Instagram right
Yeah.
now.
It's Ruth
Yeah.
Chris Steakhouse on Dixon Road by the airport. I'll tell
I
you
bet I could
exactly.
walk into that place and point her out. I bet I could find her.
Okay, let's make that happen. Let's find out if you can. I'm willing to put that to the test.
Yeah.
Loser has to buy dinner. Well, you're American. That's what, $25 in my money, your money for my food?
True. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, K-pop Demon Hunters. There's even a question here.
See, what's sad is I couldn't get past 5 minutes of that
I hated
movie.
it.
I
Trust
was like,
me.
I couldn't.
My
I was just
kids are
like,
running around going, "Dad, don't you love this film?" No,
One thing
no,
I
no.
do, I love the animation style. I've always been that. I've been like, my friend want to kill me because I like that animation style, and I sort of want that kind of style for what I
Something
want. But
else. Anything else.
yeah.
All right, now we have the brand new category for this year. We have casting. And the nominees are Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, and Sinners.
I think Sinners is going to take it.
Yeah.
The name of the young lead who they found is escaping me right now, but
Miles Colton?
Canton,
Canton?
yes. Just finding him alone. What he was tremendous to me. The voice, his face, everything about him was perfect for that. And I mean, I want Jack O'Connell to have his own separate little Oscar of just a great run this year. But I think Sinners is going to take it.
I'm gonna say Sinners too, because it had the most like diverse and well structured in casting. Oh, One Bad Off Another had that's P.T. Anderson. He always does it, but I feel like Sinners is a much better job casting.
Really, casting the same actor twice was good job casting.
Well, I look at it as the
Well,
overall picture. It's looking you're looking more at ensemble because being a actor and director myself, you kind of have to look at like the whole spectrum of the movie, not just the leads and the supporting and how they mix and match with the extras and everything too. It worked really, really well.
I do feel I can relate this film to Operation Trouble. With the squirrel and the two dogs and the old lady, I think that was great casting too. So I'm going to take One Battle After Another because it's got my boy Leo in it. And me and Leo are tight. He doesn't know it yet, but we're tight.
I'm going Marty Supreme
Oh,
here. I think
sorry, Doug.
that movie had. Where else are you going to see a movie where there's a shootout between Abel Ferrara and Penn Jillette?
That's true. That's true.
Just the faces of all the people in this movie, the small roles, the first acting job of Tyler the Creator.
No, it's
I'm
not.
going
I
Marty
don't think that's not his
Supreme.
first one. It's no Tyler the Creator.
Not Tyler.
Are you talking about the guy from the Shark Tank?
No. I'm t the rapper. Yeah, Tyler the Creator. It's the first time he's been in a movie. He might have done TV before,
Okay, I
but
was saying like because I've met
yeah.
him. He's an interesting person,
Why
but
shouldn't we
no.
then put the basketball guy in too, Doug?
I forgot his name.
Oh, okay. I don't remember his name. It's basketball. Sport I don't know names of.
All right. Now
Except for that
we're getting into
Jay
the nitty-gritty
Alexander.
here.
The nitty gritty?
Yes, we're up to
Is that when
adapted
I get my
screenplay.
shoulders rubbed again?
Yes. All right, adapted screenplay. We got Begonia, Frankenstein, Hamnet, One Battle After Another, and Train Dreams.
This one's tricky. I guess One Battle After Another is for me what's going to take it, but I could see it going any of these otherwise, that's I feel this one's very up for grabs.
I'm sorry, what was the category again? I just might.
Adapted screenplay.
Oh, adapted screen. Okay. Yeah, no, I'm like adapted screenplay. Sorry, I have my notes here. I'm trying to figure out adapted screenplay. I have a feeling it's gonna be one battle off another because P.T. Anderson, they want to show the love to him. But I actually like overall, I actually feel like Begonia was an actual better adapted screenplay.
I could agree with you, sort of. I could see that being the category that one takes. I think people want to give it something. I could see that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going one battle here. I think PTA is gonna get a writing Oscar for this one.
We know what I'm picking. I got with my buddy Leo again, one battle after another.
Well, because P.T. Anderson got screwed over so many screenplays, but you see, that's the thing is he has written so many better screenplays. Like I think Magnolia should have been his opus. He should have won that. But I think the Academy is just giving him a pat on the back now because he's old.
Kind of like Halle Berry for Monsters Ball. Terrible Oscar, odd. Or
You don't think
that's
she should have won for that? We should have another
no,
episode of who got robbed. Who got
If you
robbed and
guys
who
do,
got handed
that
candy?
episode, I want to be on because like I
Well,
want to be.
Kay, you know you're invited to come on any episode you want. So are you, Chad. But we tried you can't keep up with me in watching movies, so you
That's
dropped
fair.
out.
But if we go backwards to Oscars that were given away that people don't deserve or ones that people were snubbed, I could handle that one.
Well,
Okay.
Kate,
Yeah,
I will
that's a good
expect you
one.
on the next couple of episodes to Extra Features. And here, there's your, okay. You guys won a prize. Here's a prize. Whoever wins, and I don't care which one of us wins, gets invited back to discuss whatever movie they want we've never done and whatever topic they want about it. So if you want to discuss Monster Ball, we've never done it on the show, I'll be going to Monster Ball.
And so we can do Jurassic World Rebirth.
No, we've done that. You're
We've
allowed.
discussed that movie.
So you can pick your movie if Monster Ball is your choice, which I don't know why you would pick. It's pretty boring, but okay. Or Ease by You if we're going down that route. This is another film I didn't enjoy.
Oh, East Bayou was amazing.
Of course, we're going. Oh, we did that. Did we do that on the show? I think we did. You made me do it.
You think so? Yes.
Sorry, I can't have Ease by You. Maybe it
All
makes you watch Sense and Sensibility.
Ugh.
Or the new Wuthering Heights, which I somehow avoided so far.
I saw it. I'm gonna make you guys watch that.
I've avoided it so far, but
Yeah, I try to avoid like the
oh no,
plague.
it's on my list. It'll get done at some point. You know, and I've had way too much ecstasy.
We call it Molly now.
Oh,
Just
sorry, Molly.
joking.
All right. So if we could go quickly, we got original screenplay. We got
Okay.
Blue
Go.
Moon. No.
Yes, go.
Okay. Blue Moon, It Was Just an Accident, Marty Supreme, Sentimental Value, and Sinners.
I'm going to give it to Blue Moon. I think that's another one people will want to award for something.
Did you watch
And
it?
I have not watched it yet, but I've heard it's really good.
I
Sorry.
loved it. Top 10 list, which
This is,
if
yeah,
you had
everyone who's seen
listened
it
to it,
says
you would
that
have
it's
heard me going
phenomenal.
on how much I love Blue Moon.
Yeah. So I think it'll
Gushing.
take
I know you only listen to the Doug sections and you have me on mute, and that's okay.
it.
But I did go on about Blue Moon.
I'm going to say who's going to win. It's going to be Sinners because he's not going to win director. But I wish it was going to be, it was just an accident. I actually read the actual screenplay of it because I actually, it was kind of interesting read. It was a really well-written screenplay, even though I haven't seen the movie. It is on my list. Screenplay is amazing. But it's going to be Sinners for original screenplay.
You haven't seen Sinners?
I'm with Chad
No,
on this
no,
one.
Sinners is going to win, but it was just an accident. I read the actual
Oh.
screenplay. I didn't see the movie. I read the screenplay
Okay.
because the screenplays I've always read. So
Got
though
it.
that was a well-written screenplay and rightfully deserved, but he's not going to, it's going to be Sinners because Ryan Coogler.
Yeah, I'm with Chad on this one. Ryan Coogler is getting his writing screenplay for this.
Sinners.
All right, now we're getting to the big ones. We have
Oh, I'm here
actress.
already.
Yes. Actress in a supporting role. We have Elle Fanning for Sentimental Value, Inga Eastdottir, Lilias for Sentimental Value, Amy Madigan for Weapons, Wunmi Mosaka for Sinners, and Teyana Taylor for One Battle After Another.
So I think this one is wide open. Really, anybody could take it. I'm going to go with my passion project, which I would love if Amy Madigan won. That would make me so happy. It probably won't happen, but I gotta vote with my heart on this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna say about Amy Madigan. I wish we'll win because it was a really good performance. But I think it's gonna go to the what's her name? Wunmi Mosaka for Sinners. I'm gonna butcher it because they're just gonna try to get as much as nominations. And I don't see Teyana Taylor. She might win, but it's just like, yeah, it's gonna be more of a diversity award. I feel like this year. I know that sounds bad for America right now and during our time. I have a feeling. I'm not trying to justify because those were great performances. So I just want to make sure that like, people are like, oh, he's being racist. Like, nah, it's gonna be their little, oh, look at us, we're Hollywood, we're diverse. As much as I hate it. I work in a business, so I see all the background. So you guys
Don't
don't see the
you hold your laundry,
background.
okay? Have fun.
Yeah, I'm airing the dirty
Go
laundry.
back to your laundry. I think it's, I heard the timer go.
I will say my absolute favorite performance was Inga Eastdottir Lilias for Sentimental Value. She was absolutely phenomenal in a very subtle role. There is no way she's going to win. Again, this is way up in the air. Anybody could take it. I'm thinking Wunmi Mosaka for Sinners. I think that has
The tag on it. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, her performance is freaking
So,
amazing. Like,
Chad,
and I did not like the
yes,
movie.
or Doug, I don't care who answers this question. Why do you think my pick is? I
Your
think I.
pick? I think he's gonna go with goodness, where is it?
Ayana.
That's what I
Yeah, I have a
think.
feeling. Yeah, because it has Leo in it. Because Leo banged during the story, you know. You got to keep it in the
Nope. Amy
Eskimo Brothers.
Madigan for weapons. All you guys suck. Go.
Oh, really? Wow, okay. He has taste. Canadian has a taste.
Wow. Yay! Woman just asked a waitress from last night.
She's already hunting for winter weather, you know, like so it
Oh
gets
my
cold next year.
God. It's bizarre, guys.
You gotta,
Bizarre.
Simon, just go back and say you're not my type. Amy Madigan and weapons is my type and show her a
I
picture.
don't think I can go back to that restaurant again.
I don't think so either. Not without upsetting your wife.
Yeah, my
Like,
wife would be upset. I didn't even mention it to her, and she doesn't listen to the show, so I'm
oh, and
okay.
then she'll listen to the podcast. Your daughter's gonna be listening, like, oh my God, and she's doing, I
I
hope there's
did
cameras
nothing
in the house.
wrong. I left with my dignity.
Yes. So now we have actor in a supporting role. We have Benicio del Toro for One Battle After Another, Jacob Elordi for Frankenstein, Delroy Lindo for Sinners, Sean Penn for One Battle After Another, and Stellan Skarsgård for Sentimental Value.
I'm truly torn here between Delroy Lindo and Stellan Skarsgård just because I think it's a wonderful chance to award these really legendary and kind of lifetime actors who've been putting in the really stellar work their whole lives. I think Delroy Lindo is going to squeak by, but if Stellan takes it, that would make me very, very happy. But I'm going to go with Delroy Lindo.
I'm in the same boat, but I have a feeling they're going to go with Stellan Skarsgård because after his stroke and his roles are probably be limited, I have a feeling it's going to be like, hey, we're just going to get you one because we don't know how many of our projects we got with you left. I have that kind of feeling. I have feeling Delroy Lindo has a little more steam to his
Gas in the
projects.
tank. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. That's personally because it's just. Like I said, because Stellan on his whole thing, because I've been watching a lot of the round tables and stuff and to talk about his strokes and stuff. So I'm like, everyone says, oh, Sean Penn, you know, like I feel like Sean Penn had a great performance, but like I said, it's gonna probably be Stellan.
Will say, on the episode where we discussed One Battle After Another,
Oh, we had
I
an
did
episode we
say,
discussed that, did we?
I said Sean Penn was my pick for supporting actor. From that point on, I said, I don't know if anybody
You
else could
did.
give a performance as good as that one. I am officially changing my vote to Stellan Skarsgård. I think sentimental value. I think this is the one award it will win. I think it's not going home empty-handed, and I think Stellan is going to be taking home his Oscar.
Yeah, it's going to be the wild card. They always have that wild card where everyone's like getting awards and stuff. Like, oh, it's going to be Sean Penn, Benicio del Toro, because they always do that. And same thing with like the whole Mickey Rourke thing during back in the Wrestler, which was the greatest performance ever. And then he gets the Sean Penn. Like, there's always that wild card, and I always feel like this one is going to be a wild card.
Skarsgård, I hated him the whole movie. He was so good. I just wanted to punch his dad in the face.
Right. So now we are into lead actress, and we have Jessie Buckley for Hamnet, Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You, Kate Hudson for Song Sung Blue, Renette Renzeff, I can't pronounce her name, for Sentimental Value, and Emma Stone for Begonia.
I think this is Jessie Buckley's to lose. I think she swept basically everything else. I thought she was tremendous. I think about her performance often when that movie actually didn't leave that much of a lasting impression on me, other than that. So I think she's going to take it.
I think it's also going to be Jessie Buckley, but if they throw like a monkey wrench in it, it's going to either be Emma Stone or Rose Byrne.
I don't want Emma Stone. Come on.
I you see I like you see the thing is I don't like seeing her, but then you see her performances and they're so different and so
It's very
good,
good.
and it's just like I sit there and I'm like ah, and like I try to like hate watch it. I'm like oh no, she's gonna suck. She's gonna suck, and she nails it. I'm like
Never
God
does.
damn it,
Yeah,
this
it's
bitch is
always
gonna
so
be
good.
she's the Meryl Streep of my generation, I guess. So I'm
Yeah.
like, God damn it. But yeah, but
Yeah.
Jessie Buckley is gonna probably get it.
Yeah, I'm on the Buckley train. I think she did so much acting in this movie. There was not enough acting left for anybody else.
Paul Mescal got two lines. All the rest.
Yeah.
Does Shakespeare get to talk in the Shakespeare
Okay. I'm going to get flagged from Chad for this, but I could start my point. I truly hated Hamnet. I found this boring,
or no? I don't like the movie at all.
pointless, and didn't like it. But Chad always gives me crap for liking Chloe Zhao movies.
God, I try to give her so many chances, and I listen to her interviews. It just
Okay.
kills me.
I did watch Rose Byrne if these legs had. I boring as crap. Oh my God, this was painful. Next up, Kate Hudson was wonderful in Song Song Blue. But there's nothing to the role. I mean, nothing really to it. It's a fun role, but I don't think she's that amazing.
They want to throw some mainstream
Renate,
in it.
again, I think was wonderful, but not amazing in her role. Does that make sense, Doug? And
So
compared to
she
what
gave
she's
my
on.
favorite performance of the year. So I thought she was amazing, but
Favorite
so I will
performance of the
disagree with
year.
you on that.
Yeah.
I don't think I have a female performance this year I really liked.
Yeah,
Maybe
it was
Emma
really,
Stone
they're
and
very dull.
Begonia.
A
I
lot
might
of.
say Emma Stone and Begonia was probably my favorite, but I'm not an Emma Stone fan, so maybe a thing. But I'm definitely taking Jessie Buckley. I mean, it's hers to lose. She's won everything else. For me to go Rose Byrne or Kate Hudson, I'd just be an idiot. So I'm going to take, because I really don't want to do Monster Ball, so.
Okay, so now we have actor in a leading role.
Not you,
And
Doug.
yes, it is. And we have Timothée Chalamet for Marty Supreme, Simon's buddy Leonardo
Well,
DiCaprio
he's
for One
we're
Battle
tight.
After
We're
Another,
tight. Having popcorn
Ethan
later.
Hawke for Blue Moon,
Oh, so good, Doug. You need to see Blue Moon.
Michael B. Jordan for Sinners,
So
and
does
Wagner
Chad.
Mora for The Secret Agent.
Love
As
Wagner
much as
Mora.
I would love to see Ethan Hawke get his flowers, I love him so much. And though I haven't seen Blue Moon, I'm certain he's fantastic as he always is.
Fantastic.
I think Timothée Chalamet is
That's Bruce
throwing
Cameron.
all that he has at this. Like, he has been out there openly campaigning for years. I just see him finally. I think people are going to give it to him because they don't want to see him do what Leo did, which is like, please don't sleep in a bear because just because you want to get your Oscar, like, just hand it to him.
Oh, that movie was amazing. The
Yeah,
Revenant, I loved it.
like just have it, please stop. I think he's going to take it.
I know that Timothy Chalamet is gonna fucking get it, which sucks.
Because Chad doesn't like him. Yeah.
I don't. It's just like, oh, twink on camera. Basically, I think what I would have picked is be Wagner. I want Wagner to win, but he's not gonna win. So yeah, Timothy Chalamet is gonna win, which is ridiculous.
Okay, we know what my choice is. Well, I mean, it's Timothy Two Meats. Leo
Yeah,
ain't winning
no.
this. Leo's excellent. One of my favorite scenes in the film is Leo's scene when he's on the phone. It's kind of like Chad trying to figure out a washing machine. What's the password? I just love it. Ethan Hawke, if I had to choose myself and I was saying, I'd be giving it to Ethan Hawke. I'm sorry. I'd be like, dude, you blew me away. The whole film is Ethan Hawke. Michael B. Jordan, you're going to get one. You just got to get there. You just got to do that one role that's going to blow me away.
But also, just what sucks this year is because there are so many good lead actor performances
Yes.
that didn't get nominated, and there was actors that didn't get nominated that I felt like were more deserving. But once again, it's Hollywood. It's all nepotism. It's a popularity contest. It's all PR. Like I said, when I was younger, I was like, "Oh, I want to win an Oscar one day." And then I'm like, now I'm like, it's just a big circle jerk. But there's this like, what's the Was it Joel Edgerton? What's that? Fuck, who was the one that was really good? Oh, I
Joel
can't
Edgerton
think of
was
it.
Train Dreams, yeah.
Yeah, he
I
was
always
really
like
good in that one.
Jesse Plemons being
Oh my
Obadiah.
God, Begonia. Oh,
Really remarkable.
that performance. That's what I was surprised that didn't get nominated. I was expecting him to get nominated over who's yeah, I really thought he was really good in it.
What about you, Ben? Sure.
I'm going Timmy Chalamet. I mean, I think it's his to lose this year.
He's doing the Anne Hathaway. He's making the tours. He's putting himself in front of cameras. He's at every Knicks game ever. He wants that
Yeah.
bad.
All right. So now we have two
Although I had one
categories.
more thing to add.
Yes.
To save Doug some pain, I was watching a Barbra Streisand 1932 film last night. And guess who wrote the music? The Wren's Heart. The guy from Blue Moon wrote the music for it.
All
I
right.
thought that was funny that I'm recognizing his name now because of Blue Moon. Because Doug knows I like to save him some pain. I like my
Yes.
1930s movies, so.
Like old movies.
Yeah. This one wasn't
Well,
good.
yes. So now we are on to directing. And we have Chloe Zhao for Hamnet,
Yeah.
Josh Safdie for Marty Supreme, Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle After Another, Joachim Trier for Sentimental Value, and Ryan Coogler for Sinners.
I think this is Paul Thomas Anderson's. There's too many great choices made for this one where I think it doesn't have the best picture momentum behind it, but this it should walk away with. I think they're gonna split this, but it was an amazing film. It was great. I have no notes on that. Was it the thing that blew me away the most or surprised me the most? Not really, but it's inarguably amazing.
Yeah, I must say Paul Thomas Anderson. Like I said, I feel like he had done way better movies. Don't get me wrong, this is a good movie. Like I said, I watched it again twice because I always watch his movies twice because his movies always blow me away. There's always
Did you
new
understand them the
sequences.
first time?
What happened?
You don't understand them the first time?
No, it's just because he puts so many little nuanced things in it that it's like he always puts a little something in it, but for himself. Like I kind of like where it's just like ding, ding. So when you watch his movies, you always catch something new. I think, like I said, his best movie I think he ever made was Magnolia. I wasn't that big a fan of There Will Be Blood, but I'm just like after that, I feel like his movies just kind of like were stagnant. But this one was really, really good. He's gonna win it, definitely. I feel like he, but it's one of those things where, oh, he made better films in the past and we didn't win it because, you know, it's all a popularity contest. This is kind of his time. But I feel like Paul Thomas Anderson will have more features down the road that are just gonna be as good, but he's gonna win this one.
Yeah, I'm in
Thank
agreement. I
God it's not
think.
Chloe. Just Chloe. I don't know why they keep selecting her. Like, stop selecting her.
Liked Hamnet. I thought Hamnet was good. I thought it was well made.
They're beautiful.
Again, I think
But there's no
the.
stories. I mean, like her directing, they're beautiful, but people have also real. I'm sorry. You do your thing. I'll say it afterwards. I apologize.
No,
I'm taking your time.
it's fine. I agree, Paul Thomas Anderson here, but I was just sticking up for Chloe a bit. I think her movie's beautiful to look at. I think the way she handles actors is really, I mean, everybody in her movies gives amazing performances. I thought the child actors in Hamnet gave some of the best child acting I have seen on screen. But yeah, I'm still going Paul Thomas Anderson here. I think he's got it.
So my question for you, because you're talking about Chloe, this is the director side of me because I've been the thing. Watch her movies and just have it on mute and see if she actually has a story. Like after, because I liked her first two movies, they were very well made storytelling. Then she made Nomadland, which was complete garbage. The
Here we
performances are great, don't get me
go.
wrong. But watch her movies and shut off all the audio and watch it, and you'll be like, okay, she's getting good performances, but there's no story consistency. Directing is a bunch of things. Like having a great image is cool, but that's the cinematographer, that's the gaffer, that's the electricians. And that's, again, it's going behind the scenes. Watch her movies. I know that people are like, oh, you're hating her because she's a female director. No, I loved her first two movies. Same thing with
Her
Nomadland,
first.
where her watch the story in Nomadland and you'll see why I hate it. Watch it with no sound on it and try to follow the story.
I
Just
kind of
as an
wish.
exercise, just as an exercise. I always tell
Yeah.
critics that. Like, watch it and you'd be like, oh shit, Chad's right.
I kind of agree with you, especially on this one where I thought Hamnet was good, but I told Doug after I saw it, I was like, at a certain point, my brain was actually thinking like, this kid's got to die soon because we got to get the show on the road. Like, I've been sitting here for an hour. Like, what are we doing? But beautiful to look at, and Jessie
Oh
Buckley
yeah, all her
performance.
films are,
Yeah.
she has a really good like eye for that, but I'm just like, but directing, there's so many components, and
Yeah.
it's like you're trying to entertain an audience, which I get it. Like if you want to be artsy fartsy, a hobbyist, whatever, do that thing. Hence, art versus entertainment. I'm more about the entertainment, the audience, like not pandering to the audience, but it's just like storytelling. It's just like, okay, we're
Engaged.
20
Yeah.
minutes into this watching, and same thing with like Terrence Malick. I love Terrence Malick. He's very artsy fartsy, but if you watch us once again, if you shut off all his thing, he still has a story and a pattern.
Okay, you're gonna. I'm about to fight you over your next sentence, so I'm fine.
Okay, wait, what?
I thought you were taking a shot at Malick. I'm like, we're gonna
No,
have to.
I love his stuff. And he is
Okay.
pretentious. Like, he is pretentious in visuals and stuff. But if you turn off the audio, like, if just there's no sound, no music to play up the motions, and just visually watch it,
Sounds like
he has a
Operation
story.
Trouble.
Oh, God. Referring to that, it's just like, I know, like, I hate talking about my work. That's the thing where people
I
always laugh. Like,
always talk about your
I
work.
know, and I hate talking about it. I just
I
like, here
know.
it is, enjoy, audience, see what happens, and I'm on to my next project.
And my choice for best picture?
No, not
Director.
director.
Oh, well, it's obviously the one, Paul Thomas Anderson. Is there really a question here?
Do you get any closer to the paper because you're old and blind? That's
I'm
what happens.
old. I can't see it. I can read it from here, but I
Oh,
can't read it from
you should be
here.
working out your eyes, not your body.
Well, I don't know. Last night, I think working out my body was helping me out more than my eyes.
All right, so now our final category, it is Best Picture, and we have Begonia, F1, Frankenstein, Hamnet, Marty Supreme, One Battle After Another, The Secret Agent, Sentimental Value, Sinners, and Train Dreams.
Yeah, I think Sinners has this in the bag. I think
What?
the yeah, I'm sorry. I think the broad appeal of it, the it's something new. I think it lingered in minds, considering when that came out. That it's still this much part of the conversation is, I think, a wonderful feat. And I think it just has the popular momentum with it that often carries these things. I would love a spoiler in there. I would love if Train Dreams or Sentimental Value won in one of these, you think you know, but you have no idea, Moonlight situations. But it's hard for me to fight against the tidal wave of sinners at this juncture.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I feel like Sinners is gonna be thing because Sinners got that. Like I said, Coogler is gonna win a screenplay, so it's just kind of be a pat. Like, hey, same thing. What happened was Argo, where Ben Affleck was nominated for director and didn't win, but they won screenplay and they won feature. So I'm saying Sinners because that's how the Academy works.
I do think it's going to be Sinners. However, for the drama, I honestly think it will split. Paul Thomas Anderson will win director, Sinners will win best picture. But for this contest, I'm going to go one battle after another.
Oh, good.
Just so that there's diversity in votes here.
No, I'm sticking one battle after another all the way.
Okay.
So is that it? We're a wrap this year. Anybody want to promote anything? Like, I don't know, Kate, your nonprofit, or
Yeah, I have nothing to promote other than, housing
promote
should
your
be
new,
affordable. Yeah.
your new building. How happy you are? You want to promote your
It's been
happiness?
nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't
Yeah.
been invited for some strange reason, so.
You can sleep in all the boxes. How about
Nobody's been invited yet.
that?
Not
That's
even
probably
my
my house.
kids.
Okay, Chad, Operation Trouble is currently touring the.
Current the film festival circuit. It's gonna screen May 9th at the Miami Beach Film Festival. I'm supposed to hear back from a couple film festivals next week sometimes. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we're getting them. And then I'm gonna have probably have it released on YouTube in the fall because I've been sharing the links and stuff, and I've already had like over 100 views so far. So a lot, audience wise, doing good. Still looking for a few more film reviews. That's about it. Trying to find a follow-up project. I originally had a follow-up project, but lack of funding and resources, all that fun jazz. So plus I'm like in my was it cute era, as one of my friends says, like you're in your cute era, your John Hughes era. So
I love
do
it.
like Operation Kibble Bits or something
I
to
just hope
rub it
there's an
in.
Operation Trouble too.
Right? Everyone keeps asking.
Well, I guess that's it. If they make it.
We will watch it, or at least most of it.
True.
Maybe not
Goodbye.
all the nominees, but most of them.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.